Sri Bhagavati Namaste. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena. Today is the text number 22. So repeat please. Atta Avamrija Ashrukala Vilokayam Atripta Drigocharam Atha Purusham Pada Sprishantam Shiting Amse Unate Vinyasta Hasta Agram Urangavi Vitsaha Atava Mrija Shukala Vilokayam Atrita Drikuchara Mahapurusham Das Prishantam Kshitin Amsa Unate Vinyasta Hastagram Uraga Vipitsaha Atava Mrija Shukala Vilokayam Atripta Drikuchara Mahapurusham Das Prishantam Kshityaha Amsa Unate Vinyasta Hastagram Uranga Vibhitsaha Tava Mrija Shukala Vilokayam Atripta Drikuchara Mahapurusham Das Prishantam Kshitin Amsa Unate Nista Hastagram Uranga Vibhitsaha Devotees, Sukala Vilokayam Atripta Drikuchara Mahapurusham Adas Prishantam Atripta Drikuchara Mahapurusham Tada Sprisham Kamsham Atavamrija Sukala Vilokayam Mahapurusham Tadasti Shantam Shriyam Saunake Tavamrita Sukha Vilokayam Atrita Drigochara Mahapurusham Tadasti Shantam Shikyam Sarunake Yastasta Gram Gram Vipisaha Atta Thereupon, Avamrija, weeping, Ashukalaha, the tears in his eyes, Bilokayam, observing, Atripta, not satisfied, Drigocharam, visible to his naked eyes. Aha, he said, Purusham, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pada, with his lord's feet, Sprishantam, just touching, Kshitim, the ground. Amse, on the shoulder. Unate, raised. Vinyasta, rested. Hasta, of his hand. Agram, the front part. Uranga Vitsaha of Garuda, the enemy of the snakes. So, translation and purport by His Fine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead stood with His lotus feet almost touching the ground while He rested the front of His hand on the raised shoulder of Garuda, the enemy of snakes. Maharaj Prithu, Maharaj Prithu, wiping the tears from his eyes, tried to look upon the Lord, but it appeared that the king was not fully satisfied by looking at him. Thus the king offered the following prayers. So repeat, please. The Supreme Personality of Godhead stood with his lord's feet almost touching the ground while he rested the front of his hand on the raised shoulder of Garuda, the enemy of the snakes. Maharaj Prithu, wiping the tears from his eyes, tried to look upon the Lord, but it appeared that the king was not fully satisfied by looking at him. Thus the king offered the following prayers. Popo, the significant point in this, everybody can hear, is it's okay the sound? Louder? Maybe has to ask him to put louder. The significant point in this verse is that the Lord was standing above the ground, almost touching it. The residents of the upper planetary systems, beginning from Brahmaloka, the planet where Lord Brahma lives, down to Svargaloka, the heavenly planet of Indra, are so advanced in spiritual life that when they come to visit this or similar other lower planetary systems, they keep their weightlessness. This means that they can stand without touching the ground. Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because he lives in one of the planetary systems within this universe, he is sometimes placed as if one of the demigods of this universe. When he first appeared before Prithu Maharaj, he was not touching the ground of this earth. But when he was fully satisfied with the behavior and character of Maharaj Prithu, he immediately acted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana from Vaikuntha. Out of affection for Prithu Maharaj, he touched the earth, but he rested the front of his hand on the raised shoulder of Garuda, his carrier, as if to prevent himself from falling down, since the Lord is not accustomed to stand on earthly ground. These are all symptoms of his great affection for Prithu Maharaj. Perceiving his fortunate position, Prithu Maharaj could not fully look upon the Lord due to ecstasy. But still, in a faltering voice, he began to offer prayers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Vidyananda Das Goswami Tinamne Namaste Guru Hansaya Paramananda Nirase Prabhupada Pramodaya Dusta Siddhanta Nasine. Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Janabam Chagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bisha, Kripa Sindhya Bacha, Patitanam Pavane Bio, Vaishnava Bio, Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadara, Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when I first read this purport of this verse, I became a little bit amazed, because in the purport Srila Prabhupada is giving details that are not in the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah? He's saying that first Prithu Maharaj was not touching the ground, that is there, but he says that after Krishna touched the ground, because he became pleased with the attitude, the mood of Prithu Maharaj. But if you read the next verse or the previous, it is not mentioned there. This point that after the Lord touched the ground, because he was pleased with Prithu Maharaj. So then I was thinking that by this we can understand the importance of accepting a pure devotee as our guide, because only by reading these scriptures we may be missing some details about the scriptures. And as Srila Prabhupada said, that many times the devotees notes that Srila Prabhupada was reading his books, and then the devotees ask, Srila Prabhupada never saw someone that reads, any author that reads his own books. Then Srila Prabhupada say, I didn't write these books, and these books, I only it was dictated to me by Krishna. So a pure devotee, he can talk to Krishna. Krishna talks to him. And then Krishna gives details what happened. He thinks that by reading these scriptures we can miss some points. So to accept the spiritual master is very important. And Krishna even said that, stated that in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatana Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadishanti Tegyana Jnana Astatva Darshana. Jnana Astatva Darshana. So, Tattva, the truth, and Darshana, that he has seen, he saw the truth. Spiritual man, the pure devotee, he can see the truth. He knows everything because Krishna reveals to him. That is the first point that I thought when I read this purport of Srila Prabhupada. Another point that I saw here is that in the end of this purport says that as a pure devotee of the Lord, Prita Maharaj made... Oh, sorry. It's here. Prita Maharaj could not fully look upon the Lord due to ecstasy, but still in a faltering voice he began to offer prayers. So then I'd like to talk a little bit about prayers. What is prayer and the importance of offering prayers. And then, because I remember that in Western countries, many people think that to pray is a thing for old people. They cannot have any fun anymore, they cannot do anything, then the only thing that they can do is prayer. And they don't give value to prayers. But let's see. First, I look in the dictionary, the meaning of the word prayer. And the meaning is a devout petition to God. That is the first meaning. And second is a spiritual communion with God as a supplication, thanksgiving, adoration, or confession. So a prayer can be of different kinds also. We can approach God to ask something, or thanksgiving, or adoration, or also to confess something. I found very interesting this meaning. And then let's see what Srila Prabhupada said about prayers. This is from a conversation with conversations with Hayagriva. When they were speaking about different philosophers, and here they are talking about a Danish philosopher. It's called Kierkegaard. So Srila Prabhupada says, our ultimate goal is to give up this material world and go back to home, back to Godhead. So this being ultimate goal of life, if we offer prayer to the Supreme Lord, then he says, not only prayer. Prayer is one of the selves. There are nine: Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archana, Vandana, Dasya, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Vandanam, prayer means Vandana. So this is also service. Either you take all the nine different items, or you take some of them, or at least one of them, then you make progress in spiritual life. So some of them offer prayers, just like Christians Muslims, they offer prayer. So it is as good as the Hindus giving service in the temple, decorating the deities, cleaning the temple, and offer food. In this way, they are engaged. This is called archana. Archana is also devotional service, as well as offering prayer. So by this devotional service, one makes progress in spiritual life. And when he is sincere in his service, then God is within him. He takes charge of him and gives him instructions how quickly and swiftly he can approach God. So this is a fact. So this is a part of a conversation with Hayagriva, and Srila Prabhupada is stressing the importance of prayers. He says that it's one of devotionals, one of the nine devotional services, vandana, to offer prayers to the Lord. So it's not one thing that we should take lightly and think that it's not important. We should every day offer some prayers. And if, the most important thing when we are offering a prayer is our sincerity of the heart, of feeling the Lord. But also there are, if we don't know how to pray to Krishna, to God, there are many, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many prayers. Lord Brahma's prayers, Lord Shiva's prayers, Vasudeva Devaki prayers, Queen Kunti prayers. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of prayers, and we can repeat these prayers. In another occasion, in a morning walk in L.A. in 12th of January 74, Srila Prabhupada says, and prayer means to chant the name of God. This is to pray also when you chant. And in the book Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada says, our only prayer should be that the Lord enables us to serve Him birth after birth. Our prayer should be, dear Lord, you are so great that I want to engage in your service. I have been serving all these rascals and I am not satisfied. Now I have come to you. Please engage me in your service. This is the last word in prayer. So this is from the Elevation of Krishna Consciousness. And in a Srimad Bhagavatam class in Tokyo, Srila Prabhupada says, the only prayer should be how to remain a pure devotee. And in another lecture in London, Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, our prayer should be how we shall be 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness. And in another letter in L.A., Srila Prabhupada says, simply our prayer should be, my dear Krishna, please remind me to always chant your holy name. Please do not put me into forgetfulness. You are sitting within me as Super Soul, so you can put me into forgetfulness or into remembering you. So please do not put me into forgetfulness. Please always remind me to chant. Even if you send me into the hell, it doesn't matter. Just so long as I can always chant Hare Krishna. So then we can see the importance of prayer and how to pray to Krishna. And another point that I want to make also in this class is that because nowadays I have been receiving a lot of emails and speaking about apocalypse, that this world is going to end, and that we have to be prepared and stock food and things like this. So, and then it reminded me something that when I was 15 years old, now I am in the 50s, when I was 15 years old, my father told me that when he was young, his father, my grandfather, used to tell him that since he was small, my grandfather, he used to hear that after some time, the world is going to finish. Yeah? And then he said, but it never happened. And my father told me, yeah, me too, since I am small, from time to time, people say after 2 or 3 years, the world is going to end. But till now, didn't end. And I'm in the 50s now. Also, I saw during my life, from time to time, people say, oh, the world is going to finish after 2 years and after 5. But never ended. So the point is that there are a class of people that they feel pleasure in this rasa of horror. Yeah, it is in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So that there is so much these magazines about horror, because some people they feel pleasure in it, yeah? And they enjoy feeling this anxiety and putting others in anxiety also, yeah? And spreading these rumors and make everybody worried and draining their energy by becoming preoccupied because, oh, the world is going to finish, there will be some collapse and there will be no food and everybody is going to fight with each other. And so they feel great pleasure in spreading this. But a devotee, a pure devotee, he is not worried about these things because he knows that the world is not loose without any control. There is a controller. And nothing will happen without the sanction of Krishna. And Krishna is controlling everything. It's said that even a leaf doesn't fall from a tree without the sanction of Krishna. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satitananda Vigraha Anadira Dirgavinda Sarva Karana Karana Sarva Karana Karana. He is the cause of all causes. The situation can go very bad, but if Krishna doesn't want, won't finish, because Krishna is all powerful. So then a devotee doesn't care about these rumors. Some people even give links with movies in YouTube that you can watch such and such scholar speaking how everything is going to fall apart. But that those people, they are not our authority. Yeah? They are mistaken. They made a big mistake in the beginning. It's like if we do a calculation, mathematical calculation, addition, and we say 2 plus 2 is 5, and 5 plus 2 is 9, and 9 plus 2 is 11. So the result will be wrong because we did a mistake in the beginning. So maybe we can continue adding properly, but as we did a mistake in the beginning, then the result will be wrong. So in the same way, these materialistic people, they did a mistake. They made a mistake in the beginning because they think that they are the body and that everybody is the body. So then everything that they do after is wrong, because they made a big mistake in the beginning. We are not this body, we are the soul. And the soul is eternal. Yeah. So we are not worried about end, because there is no end. We are eternal. So what's the fear of any so-called end? And anybody, and anyway, it is the end. Every day it has been the end for many people. Yeah. Now, exactly now, this moment, many people, they are leaving this world. Yesterday, disciple Srila Prabhupada, Gopparanadana Prabhu, he left this world. For one side, we become sad because we don't have his association anymore. But by the other side, we become happy because he left his body in Govardhan, in the area of Brajabhumi. So there is no loss. It's sure he went back to God. So the point is that we should not become worried about these things and drain our energy, think about these things. And we should use our energy in devotional service, practicing our devotional service, and be sure that the Krishna is taking care of everything, and he is Bhakti Vatsala. Krishna is Bhakti Vatsala. He is the well-wisher of the devotee. So I'd like to stop here, and if there are any question and comment. Some technical problem. Please be patient.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. I have a comment, if I may. you were saying how sometimes Krishna dictates to the pure devotee, the super soul dictated to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I didn't write the books, they were dictated to me. and another system is that the pure devotees have Sri Gala Gyan, so they can see past, present and future. So they can even actually enter into this they could be there, you know, with Prithvi Maharaj and the Lord. They could be actually experience it. They're not limited. They can actually experience it. And so they see what's happening there, the things that are not recorded. Well, I was supposed to give this sloka. They gave me this number when I first read it. But I was looking and then it struck me, what I thought about this is, this sounds exactly like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, because he's very rasika. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is expert at bringing those out. So he may have, even Vishwanath may have commented on that, and Prabhupada's, because he used these commentaries to write these purports. So anyway, it's a really nice pastime of the Lord, a rasika pastime. The Lord is appearing as it, like sometimes one of the demigods, he appears, he doesn't touch the ground. But then because of his affection for Prithu, he's seeing the character and behavior of Prithu, his heart starts melting and he's looking at with so much affection to Prithu that although he's understanding he's the Supreme Personality of God, that then Vishnu, he actually comes down and almost touches the ground, or he touches the ground to show, you know, like, I want to be one of you. I'm God. I usually act like a devata when I come around, but I want to act like a human. I want to reciprocate with your devotion, so I want to be like you as a human. So he puts his feet on the ground, but simultaneously he has to put one hand on the shoulder of Garuda, because he said Prabhupada says he's not used to walking on the ground, so to keep himself steady. So it's really sweet. Krishna is coming down to the level of his devotion, acting like a human because of the devotion. He wanted to leave, it said, but he made his statements to the Lord. He wanted to leave, but when he saw Prithu's devotion, he couldn't leave. He was just captivated. And so it's a nice pastime here. He come down to the, want to be like a human to reciprocate. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class. You were talking about how people shouldn't, you know, they enjoy this rasa horror, so they like to spread bad news. So it seems to me that also when, say, some very elevated devotee leaves his body, I shouldn't be going around and telling everybody. Maybe you can comment a little bit on that.
So you're saying that when an elevated devotee quits his body, that we should not go around saying about it, is it? Yeah. Well, that is not a horror. This is an occasion for celebration. Yeah, we see when a pure devotee leaves the body, we make a feast. We offer a feast because As I said, for one side we become a little bit sad because we more or less we lost his association, because a pure devotee, he continued living through his words, but we lost that vapu. But at the same time, we become very happy to know that he is back to home, back to God. He is with Krishna. So this is motive to celebrate, to become happy, not to become unhappy. So this is not a horror. No, we should tell everybody and celebrate. Okay? I think you have to come closer. Doesn't go till there.
I just want to make a comment when Vidura went to see the Pandavas after being on pilgrimage for 32 years, you know, and he preached to Dhritarashtra, you know, your liver is failing, get on out, that whole pastime. At that time when he was with the Pandavas, he knew about the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. So it says there that he chose not to speak about it to the Pandavas. because bad news will find people in its own due course of time. So he didn't. It's not like he came back to the Pandavas and said, "Hey, guess what? The Yadu dynasty has been annihilated." But he chose not to even speak about it.
Hare Krishna, Brahma. So, Prabhupada, what should be our mood behind the, what should be our mood behind the prayer? We are offering so many prayers, like from Mangalarti to Sandharti, so many prayers. So, what should be our mood and mission?
For the Brahmacharya should be, "Please, Lord, give me more service. Engage me more and more in yourself." Because Brahmacharya doesn't have any other thing to do. His only duty in life is to study the scriptures and render some devotional service. So then Brahmacharya should pray, "Please Lord, engage me more and more in your service." Well, not only Brahmacharya, everybody, but especially Brahmacharya. Because usually Brahmacharya, they are young, they have a lot of energy, and if they don't use the energy in the service of the Lord, they are going to use in the service of Maya. Yeah? There is two things, there is Krishna and Maya. You can serve of Krishna or Maya. If you are not serving Krishna, you are serving Maya. So then it's important that Brahmacharya, they use all the energy to render some service, devotional service. Of course, you study the scriptures also is a service, is very important also. But some physical activity also is important for Brahmacharya, to use the energy that they have. If you know, they become mental, and the senses are very strong. Okay? Any other question or comment?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Regarding predictions, you are telling, even Srila Prabhupada has predicted that, you know, World Trade Center, that is 9/11, will come down one day. Is that true? In his one of his morning walk, he has told, you know, he has showed this stick. Regarding predictions, even Srila Prabhupada has done many predictions. Yeah. So one of them is, you know, the World Trade Center, which was hit by, you know. Yeah, it will collapse in one of his morning walk.
Yes, so the Prabhupada predicted that the civilization would collapse, the whole civilization would collapse. So if Srila Prabhupada predicted, that is true. But the point is that we should not become worried about it. Because the devotee knows that Krishna is always protecting him. And Krishna certainly will protect his devotees. So it is not a motive for us to stop our devotional service now. Because always going to be some calamity, big calamity, then we have to do a lot of preparatives. And no, Krishna is taking care, and Krishna will provide everything that we need. We should only continue doing our devotional service. What else we are going to do? There is no, and also there is no certainty. Srila Prabhupada said that it would collapse, but he didn't say when. Can be after many years. So the point is that we should not become too much worried with these things, because the most important thing is to execute devotional service, and then Krishna will protect us. Krishna protect us. That is how the devotee thinks. and how, and that is the thing, how the thing should be, how the Shastra say. These books are not common books, not normal books or some fiction or some stories. Or, no, this is the law books for 10,000 years, the scriptures revealed by God. So then we should pay attention to what the scriptures say and not worry what the scientists or so-called intelligent people nowadays say. Okay? Questions, comments? Okay, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.